So you and I have been communicating over the last couple of days. What's the latest? What do we need to know this morning, Daryl?
I had a conversation this morning with Commissioner Brewer, and I went out. I just got back from checking the county roads. I went out to 29 and went up through Rossville and come back through Mulberry, and it's really blowing out in the country. I talked to the county highway superintendent, and it's blowing back in just about as fast as they plow, I'll tell you the truth. But there's some foot and a half, 2 foot drifts out on the county roads, especially the east west roads. I think it was probably a prudent thing for us to go to a warning to keep people off the road so the county and the city can get the road cleaned up. My only fear is we get another 5 inches today, and then they're supposed to have up to 30 mile an hour winds and wind chill. It's going to be a tough couple of days, I think, to tell you the truth, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, here at the top of the show, that we're not out of the woods yet by any means. And with the cold temperatures, this will probably stick around for a little bit. And like you said, the winds tonight and another 5 inches of snow could be pretty hairy. That's what Cindy and I were talking about. Tomorrow morning may actually be worse than this morning as far as people getting in. And you know,
because the snow that's falling right now is a real powdery snow. It's blowing around like crazy. The snow we got yesterday was kind of a wet snow, and it didn't drift all that much. But now what we got overnight and what we're getting now, and according to Homeland Security this morning, they said that we should get the majority of our snow between 9 and 6 today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's snowing pretty good out there right now. So if we get another 3 to 6 inches of snow and the wind kicks up to 30 mile an hour, and the temperatures drop, it's going to be hazardous out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the travel warning was a great idea. Cass County also in a travel warning. I think Carroll County, too, as they're just a little north to us, north of us. So, basically, people need to stay in today, right? That's what a travel warning means, Daryl, is don't get out. It's for emergency personnel only.
Right, and that's mainly to help us clean the roads up and someone have to deal with traffic, but it's also for their safety, because you get stuck and out in the country, you know, and it may take us a while to get to you, or it just taxes the resources that doesn't need to be done. And also, we're well aware, the commissioners and myself, when we went to this maximum level, we're well aware that the factories people need to get their paychecks. So we're gonna, as soon as we can get lift this and get people back to work, we're going to do it. But our main thing is, by state law, it's our responsibility for the health and safety of the citizens of Clayton County. So that's why we do what we do.
All right. Very good. Well, again, I appreciate the communication and the phone calls, and we will continue that over the next couple days.
Sounds good to me. I'll let you know what's happening.
All right. Thanks again, Daryl. Have a great day.